Like a scene straight out of Gladiator, Polycarp was dragged into the Roman Colosseum. Discipled by the Apostle John himself, the aged bishop faithfully and selflessly led the church at Smyrna through the persecution prophesied by his spiritual father. "Do not be afraid of what you are about to suffer," writes John in Revelation 2:10. "Be faithful even to the point of death." John had died a half century before, but his voice still echoed in Polycarp's ears as the Colosseum crowd chanted, "Let loose the lion." That's when Polycarp heard a voice from heaven that was audible above the crowd. "Be strong, Polycarp. Play the man." Days before, Roman bounty hunters had tracked him down. Instead of fleeing, Polycarp fed them a meal. Perhaps that's why they granted his last request, an hour of prayer. 2 hours later, many of them who heard the way Polycarp prayed actually repented of their sin on the spot. They did not, however, relent of their mission. Like Jesus entering Jerusalem, Polycarp was led into the city of Smyrna on a donkey. The Roman proconsul implored Polycarp to recant. "Swear by the genius of Caesar." Polycarp held his tongue, held his ground. The proconsul prodded, "Swear, and I will release thee. Revile the Christ." 86 years have I served him," said Polycarp, "and he has done me no wrong. How then can I blaspheme my king who saved me?" The die was cast. Polycarp was led to the center of the Colosseum, where three times the proconsul announced, "Polycarp has confessed himself to be a Christian." The bloodthirsty crowd chanted for death by beast, but the proconsul opted for fire. As his executioner seized his wrist to nail him to the stake, Polycarp stopped them. "He who gives me strength to endure the fire will enable me to do so without the help of your nails." As the pyre was lit on fire, Polycarp prayed one last prayer. "I bless you because you have thought me worthy of this day and this hour to be numbered among your martyrs in the cup of your Christ." Soon the flames engulfed him, but strangely, they did not consume him. Like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego before him, Polycarp was fireproof. Instead of the stench of burning flesh, the scent of frankincense wafted through the Colosseum. Using a spear, the executioner stabbed Polycarp through the flames. Polycarp bled out, but not before the 12th martyr of Smyrna had lived out John's exhortation, "Be faithful even to the point of death." Polycarp died fearlessly and faithfully, and the way he died forever changed the way those eyewitnesses lived. He did what the voice from heaven had commanded. Polycarp played the man. In 1744, the College of William and Mary sent a letter to 6 Native American chiefs, offering a free education to 12 of their young braves. The chiefs politely declined the offer with the following reply: "Several of our young people were formerly brought up at the colleges of the northern provinces. They were instructed in all of your sciences, but when they came back to us, they were bad runners, ignorant of every means of living in the woods, unable to bear cold or hunger, knew neither how to build a cabin, take a deer, or kill an enemy, spoke our language imperfectly, and were, therefore, neither fit for hunters, warriors, or counselors. They were totally good for nothing." The chiefs then made an offer of their own. "If the gentlemen of Virginia will send us a dozen of their sons, we will take care of their education, instruct them in all we know, and make men of them." "I've taken more classes and more subjects than I can recall. I've been instructed in everything from ancient history to astrophysics, meteorology to immunology, psychology to pneumatology. But never once have I taken a class on manhood. That class wasn't offered, not even as an elective. I fear we have forgotten how to make men. I fear we have forgotten how to play the man.